from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You had stuff going on this morning.
Yep.
Daniels looked pretty impressive. It's day one of training camp, but it really does feel different with that young man. Yesterday, you know, Quinn and Peters talked at length about not going to name him the starting quarterback, and they don't need to right now, honestly. Mm-hmm. My expectation for when we hear that is going to be after the Dolphins preseason game, so a couple of weeks from now. But it really doesn't matter.
Thing of that whole conversation, the thing that I cared about most, I care less when they say he's going to be a starter, just so we know he's going to be the starter before he take that first snap in the damn game. They said, somebody asked the question, you don't want to do that because of motivation. We don't have to worry about that kid with motivation. That's the most important thing I care about. You know, if you are a self-motivated person, you don't care if you're the starter or not because you're still trying to become it. You know what I mean? And I think that's the ultimate thing with Jaden. Jaden is going to go out there and perform whether he's considered, whether they say he's a starter or not. Because I guarantee you, if you talk to Jaden Daniels, his goal is to be starting on the first game. And if you got that goal to start the first game, then you go out there and you work for it. The problem is we are so accustomed to people coming in expecting to be given something. He's not that guy. He worked his tail off. He transferred, went to another school, showed out in a tougher conference. Now he's here. I think he probably know I'm going to be the guy, but he's like, I still have to work to get better.
Yeah, I think he's being kind of respectful of the role, the time, the place. Like, you and I have joked about people that always want to be in a hurry, right? That think the world,
society,
the world is owed to them. And I think he is quite comfortable. I don't think he gives a rip when he gets named starting quarterback. You know what tells you what you need to know? That he gets the starting quarterback work.
Let me ask you a question. If he starts in the first preseason game, when you go look at his stats 20 years from now, will you see those stats?
No.
Okay.
Weirdly,
it doesn't matter.
Weirdly, NFL.com lets you keeps track of preseason stats, but only because the league wants everyone to pretend that the preseason matters.
Mm-hmm. People that really matter and that will be voting for different things, they don't care.
Right.
Because they don't keep track of them.
So I'm looking right now. Most regular season rookie passing yards, Jaden is plus 250. Caleb is the favorite at 1-1. Jaden plus 250. And honestly,
rookie what yards?
Passing yards.
Okay. But not rookie preseason. Rookie
No.
Okay.
Regular season.
Okay.
But think about that. Caleb's going to start, obviously, and Caleb should be a favorite. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. I think that offense is at least positioned to be a little bit better right away. They've just got more pieces, more established O-line. But Jaden at 250, you know he's going to start. You know what Cliff did with Kyler as a rookie. After that, like, we don't know that McCarthy's going to start in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I kind of think he should. Our radio program has made it very clear how we stand on Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix, who might get the start, but you got to throw past the line of scrimmage, fella. Drake May, who ain't starting unless Jacoby gets hurt. Promise you that. Spencer Rattler, Michael Penix. I kind of don't hate that bet. I find that interesting. I'm trying to find the specific. And Landini, if you said this to me, forgive me. I'm trying to find the specific rookie of the year stuff. Because that, I think, is really interesting with Jaden Daniels. His odds are third best. I believe he's behind. I know he's behind Caleb. Landville, who's in second in the rookie of the year early running?
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. He's pretty good too, B.
He's pretty good, but the whole thing about it, his court now, if Marvin Harrison ends up doing great, I mean, Kyler Murray has come back in Arizona, right?
Yep.
Has come back and produced heavily.
Well,
but I feel if the quarterbacks do what people seem to be expecting them to do, he's not beating out one of those quarterbacks.
Agreed. If either quarterbacks are going to get the votes. So if the Bears or the Skins kind of break through 7-8 wins.
If either of these teams are much better than they were last year, their quarterback's going to get all the love and the credit for it.
Here's a comp. Kyler Murray, 2019, number one overall pick, even though everybody was concerned how short he is. Team went 5-10, 5-10-1.
Uh-huh.
He started every game, completed 64% of his passes, 3,700 yards, 20 touchdowns against 12 picks. You sacked 48 times, good God. Now, he also ran for another 540 yards with 4 touchdowns. So if you want to get, I can give you total TDs, would be 24-17 when you add the fumbles in. Kyler Murray won Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, like, that's kind of your baseline for the numbers. Now, Stroud's numbers last year are banana land. Stroud rewrote the rookie passing record book. I don't think expecting Stroud is the prudent move. You'd love to see it. Stroud last year completed 64% of his passes, 23 touchdowns against only 5 picks, B. He also missed 2 games. He was throwing for 275 a game. That's really impressive. Not a huge runner. On the year, had 167 yards. Was able to get in the end zone 3 times. Fumbles added up a little bit, which is good because those INT numbers were so low. I believe he had the lowest interception percentage in the NFL last year as a rookie, which is really hard to do. But somewhere in the middle of that, of Stroud breaking all the rookie passing records and Kyler Murray 5 years ago with 3,700 yards, like, I think Jaden can hit that. I think Caleb can hit that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if either of them do hit that, that they will win Rookie of the Year. That the world is rigged towards quarterbacks. That's
totally,
not a surprise.
Totally.
So I find it interesting, man. But at the third best odds, if you're looking for a bet, I don't hate it. I there's a reason you're probably getting a little more action on it. But like the last time Cliff Kingsbury was calling plays for a rookie quarterback, he won Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Well, I'm worried about him winning Rookie of the Year so the team could get better. I can care less about the bets.
Well, the other part of this is Robert won Rookie of the Year. So we don't want to put too much into
It's this different stuff, man. I think, you know, you look at it, Robert came here, they found an offense that fit him perfectly, and
right.
He ran it to perfection.
But it was
he should win it. But the ultimate thing is, I don't think this kid is wired like Robert. And the whole thing is the comparisons, we got to just wipe that out sometimes.
I think, let's be honest here. Even when we were watching Robert in live time, like before we knew how everything was going to shake out, I think there were legitimate questions about the long-term sustainability of that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Of that offense on the NFL level. That's not to suggest he couldn't continue to advance in his career without the injuries. Eventually, that ended up not happening. I don't think this offense is going to look like that offense. I think Jaden is a pocket passer. You know? I think Jaden is a pocket passer first.
It won't be nothing like that offense.
That's how you win in
that
the NFL.
That offense was made to be like that because, let's be real, Jaden is better at reading defenses and dropping back and being a pocket quarterback than Robert was.
I agree. All that said, I think third best odds to win Rookie of the Year seem right. Like I think it sounds totally right. I think there's a lot of reasons to like Jaden. He made a throw down the sideline to Brian Robinson. I think B-Rob's going to have a bigger year catching the ball than people expect.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the Commanders' offense. I also... you know me, B. I reach out to people, and then I kind of try to dig into the numbers on the back end, like deeper down. I think this could be a perfect situation for Cliff Kingsbury.
There's could be.
No public pressure. Dan Quinn's got to talk to us every day.
He's still got public pressure.
Yes, but like he doesn't have to. You know how I always say with the quarterbacks, there's like the throwing motion, the arm strength, the wheels, the vision. But then there's the stuff. Like you got to be the quarterback. You got to deal with all the stuff that comes with being the quarterback.
Yeah.
Cliff doesn't have to deal with any of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
DQ gets all the stuff.
I think that's cool.
Here's what we're going to do. Neil Greenberg joins us at noon. David Aldridge might even come in the tent with us at 12:30. Up next, Ron Rivera has weighed in on Jaden Daniels. B, I know you're fired up about that. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.